This episode of Think Write Revise is brought to you by Prolific, my new virtual community for academic writers. When you join the Prolific community, you'll get immediate access to exclusive events and conversations about academic writing and publication that you won't find anywhere else. You'll also find a community of thoughtful academic writers who want to learn from one another's experience, helpful and practical resources curated into a private library accessible only to Prolific members, accountability structures to help you accomplish your daily, weekly, quarterly, and annual publication goals and writing tasks, a space to ask questions, share challenges, and gather tips and suggestions that will help you write more and better, and consistent posts that will inspire you, spark thought-provoking conversations, and offer expert perspectives and advice on academic writing and publication each and every day. Learn more about Prolific and sign up for your free 2-week trial at prolific.mn.co. You're listening to Think, Write, Revise, episode 83. Hey there, and welcome to Think, Write, Revise, a podcast that offers a peek behind the scenes of a productive writing life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. In this episode, I'm offering my second update of how things are going with NaNoWriMo, or National Novel Writing Month. And last time, I talked about how I'd had a couple of writing sessions and was able to add a couple thousand words. And in this week, I had kind of two main goals with this manuscript. And one of them was to just read it. I had not actually read what I had written before. And so I was just kind of going by memory and adding a little bit blind to this manuscript, having read maybe just the last couple of pages of the 40 or so pages I had already written. And so one of my goals was actually to find some time to actually read the whole thing, remind myself about the tone, some of the key elements and scenes from earlier that I had already drafted, and use that information to have a better experience, obviously adding on more to the manuscript. And what it actually reminded me of and kind of allowed me to do was to realize how I was setting up certain scenes and how I wasn't relying so much on dialogue, because I did find that the stuff that I had written in this past week was a lot more dialogue based, and it adds more pages, but it doesn't necessarily move the plot forward in a way that allows a reader to really understand what's going on and to picture it in their own imagination. So I was very conscious of that and trying to kind of think about how I could be adding more description in and things like that. So I am happy to report that I was able to go back and read the manuscript. And as I was reading, I also decided to layer in little bits and pieces if I saw areas where I wanted to add, you know, small amounts of word count, sentences, or a paragraph here or there. And so I was actually able to do that this morning as I record this, and it was very much adding in like little tiny bits. So I tracked it as I went along, and it was adding, you know, 136 words here, 60 words somewhere else, 54 words somewhere else. So it really was literally a sentence at a time. And after going through that read-through, I was able to add a little under 1,000 words, basically, to what was already there. I added 961. So that was really helpful to kind of go back, see what I had done. And it also gave me a little bit of confidence, because I feel like some of the stronger parts of the writing are pieces that I wrote a while back. And so I can kind of be bolstered by that, because definitely the stuff I was writing more recently was kind of off the cuff. I mean, it was definitely not planned, and I was trying to squeeze it in smaller moments when I had a little bit of time. Now, the challenging thing for this week with working on this manuscript was definitely that it was not prioritized. I had a lot of other things going on, and this week in particular, I'm in between conferences, and so I was traveling for part of the end of last week, came back, had a bunch of stuff to do, and then I'm traveling again in a couple of days. And so what I ended up doing was setting aside some time on a weekend morning, and I spent a couple of hours digging into the manuscript and reading through it. Now, that leads me to the second goal that I had for this period, and that was to remove the outline and kind of the detailed 4 pages of single-spaced outline that I had at the end of this manuscript, because that was being counted as word count, and actually, I think it doesn't kind of I don't want to technically count it for how long this manuscript is. And so what it meant was basically removing almost 2,000 words of what was in that manuscript draft and putting that into another document that I can reference later on if I want to be reminded of kind of the scenes and things that I had envisioned for this particular book. But it meant that I knocked down my word count by about 2,000 words. So the other thing I was trying to do as I was reading through and adding some word count was to kind of bring that back a little bit so there wasn't so much of a deficit. So I had ended the last session with, a little over 13,500 words. Then I dropped it back down to 11,600 words. And so by adding the 961 this morning, almost 1,000 words, I'm back up to 12,585. So I still have a little under 1,000 words deficit from kind of where I was before. But I also feel like I'm just playing around in the actual manuscript itself, and I'm no longer using that kind of outline treatment as part of my word count. And eventually that outline treatment was going to be replaced by other words as I kind of fleshed out the different scenes and things like that. But I was using the outline as a way to kind of track where I was and how much progress I had made. And part of how I was doing that was as I finished parts of the outline, I would like change those parts to a different color font so that I knew that I had kind of made it that far. Where I am right now is about a quarter of the way. Actually, probably less than that, maybe 10 to 15% of the way into that outline. And so it just made sense to me at this point to move it to a different document so that I wasn't counting that as part of the overall word count. So I feel like I'm kind of technically correct in terms of the words, even though now the words are less than what they were before, what I reported out last week. So currently the manuscript is at 12,585 words. I have gotten onto my 46th page. Some of that is scenes I've written that have not been assigned to a chapter, but I have technically started chapter 7. So I'm into 7 chapters of this novel. And it's actually, I feel like, going pretty well. I don't feel like I've written myself into a corner anywhere, which is something I've definitely had an issue with in the past. I also feel like it's a novel that I would want to read. Like, I find it interesting. And the thing that I think is most challenging is when you know as a writer where a novel is going, you have to hold that suspense a little bit for the reader. And this particular novel is a paranormal mystery. It's also kind of, I think, maybe a young adult novel. And so you don't want to give everything away in the beginning, and you don't want to give anything away too early. And so part of what I've been trying to do is, especially as I went through this morning and read through the whole manuscript, was to really think about how I could drop certain clues in throughout the beginning of those 7 chapters, but not necessarily give away what was happening. And to start to unveil certain pieces of information as the book went along versus kind of doing like a data dump in the beginning and then using that information in later parts of the book. So I want to make sure that the reader is engaged and that they're not feeling like they're being strung along. But also, I think it's kind of fun to have that suspense and not quite know what's going on and feel a little bit of confusion and wait for the author to unveil certain elements that are kind of surprises about what you're learning about the characters. So I'm still feeling pretty good about this project. I think part of the reason I'm feeling good about it is because, like I said before, I'm not giving myself a ton of pressure. And so at this point, I've added probably about 3,000 words. I'm really looking forward to, once my conference season is over, seeing what I can do. I am definitely a little concerned that in this upcoming week, I am going to struggle with adding word count to this because I will be traveling again, and traveling by car. So I won't even have plane time to devote to this, but I'm going to see what I can do. And now that I've read through the whole manuscript, I definitely feel like I'm in a more confident place about how I can add details in and add to the actual kind of plot elements of the manuscript because I have a better recall of what actually happened in the beginning that's leading up to what's happening next. So thank you for checking in with my NaNoWriMo progress. I am having a lot of fun with it. I hope that if you are doing NaNoWriMo or ACRIMO this month, you're having a lot of fun as well. Of course, I would love to hear about your progress. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work, or you can tweet to me at @katie_linder, or you can contact me via Instagram at @katie_linder. I would love to connect with you in any of those places. I will be back next week with another update on word count and progress, and hopefully I will have at least filled the 943 word deficit that I created by removing that outline this week. So, more to come. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of Think, Write, Revise. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at katielinder.work/podcasts. Think, Write, Revise is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.